This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Imagine yourself curled up in a blanket in front of a cozy fireplace. A majestic Christmas tree fills the house with the scent of the forest, evoking memories of kids, unwrapping presents, smiles, and colorful twinkling lights. Your last thought when sitting in front of your beautifully decorated tree is whether or not it was locally grown. And if you live anywhere near New York City, it probably wasn't.
I think it's a price point, you know, it's just a large-scale operations, very commercial farming of trees and coming down, you know, with contracted tractor trailers at great rates for the trucking and to get the tree landed in New York City at a very competitive price, which pushes the local farmer out of the market. And they're stuck selling at their roadside stand and cut your own. So this gives an opportunity to them to, you know, an outlet into the city, and hopefully other tree vendors will and be encouraged to buy from local farms and help them out.
That was Louis DeLucia from NYC Trees, and his mission is to help those small farmers get their products out to the public. Louis and his brother Harold have been working in agriculture for most of their lives, but they've only been selling Christmas trees for about 2 years. When he recently appeared on the Farm Report, Aaron Fairbanks asked Louis about how he transitioned from produce to trees. He says it all started with his uncle.
That's where it all began, working with our uncle over in Monroe Township in New Jersey. And when you're younger, you're getting farm licenses. At 16 years old, you could drive the trucks or cut and drive the trucks, going into inner cities and setting up our own farmers markets and doing that year in, year out, every summer. You pick up a lot of skills, you know, on the street and see other opportunities. And so from there, I went to New York City into Astoria and brought it back to where I was born, over on 21st Street by 30th Avenue. We set up a little farmer's market in the city there. And one thing led to another. We met some people in the Upper East Side who had restaurants that allowed us to do farmer's markets in the Upper East Side. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And for the last 5 years, we've been coming to the city religiously every June through October. And 2 years ago, me and my brother had the idea to get some Christmas trees, you know, from neighboring farmers in New Jersey, bring trees. They grow trees. They sell trees on their farm. And they don't really sell too many trees, so we figured we'd help them out and buy as many trees as we could sell.
But NYC Trees isn't just special because they support local agriculture. You can only get one type of tree, Fraser firs. But if you live in Manhattan, Queens, or Brooklyn, you can pick up whatever size tree you want, complete with delivery, installation, and tree stand. You can go to one of their stands or order online, and they'll even dispose of your tree for you.
I was against it. I didn't really see it going anywhere, to be honest. It has really mushroomed at this point, and it's moving in the right direction. And people appreciate the convenience and the service to get the Christmas tree up 3 flights of stairs, 4 flights of stairs, and the service elevator.
New Jersey doesn't have very many Christmas tree farms, and for years it has been hard for farmers to distribute their trees. NYC Trees is changing that, and Louis is pretty proud of what they've been able to do.
They only grow so many trees. Like I said, 300 to 500 trees is about the average size they're cutting at one given farm. So kind of just share the love.
That kind of flow of product is really also keeping all that land in farmland in a way that, like, otherwise, can, you know, make it developed for some other use.
Right, yeah, bringing the money back to those towns and those farmers prevents the spread of the McMansions.
If you want to help Louis share the love this Christmas, you can visit nyctrees.com or listen to episode 230 of The Farm Report with Aaron Fairbanks. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.